in the limelight.
The Iranian foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says a treacherous deal between the Israeli regime and the United Arab Emirates to establish relations between the two sides does not affect the Palestinian resistance against the Tel Aviv regime. The senior Iranian diplomat made the remark in a telephone conversation with the Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad Movement, Ziad al-Nakhala, on Friday, 14th of August. Mohammad Javad Zarif deplored United Arab Emirates and the Zionist regime's agreement and described it as worrying. The deal has already drawn condemnation from various Palestinian groups as well as their supporters from across the world. Zarif said, "We're confident that this treacherous move will not impact the resistance of the Palestinian people and the resistance movement." He also stressed that the so-called deal would certainly increase the hatred of the people of the region and the Palestinians for such policies that are against the Palestinian cause. Recently, the Israeli regime and the United Arab Emirates reached a deal that will lead to a full normalization of diplomatic ties between the two sides in an agreement that United States President Donald Trump helped broker. We have prepared for you an article written jointly by staff writers of Press TV and Stephen Landman. Stephen Landman is a Chicago-based author, a research associate for the Center on Research on Globalization, and a host of the Progressive Radio NewsHour. The piece is titled UAE-Israel Deal, US and Zionist Regimes Seek to Redraw West Asia. Please stay with us. Long-standing U.S.-Israeli plans call for redrawing West Asia by replacing regional governments with pro-Western puppet regimes they control, including their resources and populations. In 1982, senior advisor to the Israeli regime's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Oden Yenon, published a document for regional conquest and dominance titled A Strategy for Israel in the 1980s. Israel Shahak published a translated and edited version titled The Zionist Plan for West Asia. It's considered the most explicit, detailed statement of Zionist rage for redrawing West Asia's map to serve Israeli interests. Its two essential premises include the following. To survive, Israel must dominate the region and become a world power. Achieving its imperial aims requires dividing Arab nations and Iran into small, easily controlled states, partitioning them along ethnic and sectarian lines as weakened Israeli satellites. According to Oden Yenon, the existence, prosperity and steadfastness of Israel depends upon its ability to adopt a new framework for its domestic and foreign affairs based on securing its material needs through winnable resource wars and Arab world divisions. Oded Yenon wrote, "All the Arab states east of the occupied Palestine are torn apart, broken up and riddled with inner conflicts, even more than those of the Maghreb, that is Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Mauritania and Western Sahara." He said, "Persian Gulf states are built upon a delicate house of sand in which there is only oil. Jordan is in reality Palestine, Amman the same as Nablus. Other regional states are similar, including Egypt, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and others. The US, NATO, and Israeli scheme is all about creating endless regional violence and chaos, exploited to their advantage for gaining control over regional nations and their valued resources. The plan in cahoots with the United States represents what the scourge of imperialism is all about, pursuing their aims by brute force, the human cost being of no consequence. Israel's 1967 Golan seizure, as well as 1978 and 1982 Lebanon invasions, followed the diabolical plan. So does its undeclared war on Syria, with designs of annexing more of its territory, balkanizing the rest." Added Yenon believed that The existence, prosperity, and steadfastness of Israel depends upon its ability to adopt a new framework for its domestic and foreign affairs based on securing its material needs through winnable resource wars and Arab world divisions. Throughout West Asia, hunger and unemployment affect millions of people. They are potentially explosive problems only security forces can contain, giving Israel far-reaching opportunities for the first time since 1967. In 1985, the Israeli regime's president and Labour Party leader Chaim Herzog sounded like hardliners Ariel Sharon and Benjamin Netanyahu, claiming, "The Arabs must make room for the Jews in the land of Israel. With America's help, the Jewish state can pursue its expansionary aims." On Thursday, 13th of August, US President Donald Trump announced an Israeli-United Arab Emirates peace agreement. It's the third Arab state to establish diplomatic relations with the Zionist regime after Egypt and Jordan. In 2018, and years earlier, former Saudi envoy to Washington and Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, secretly visited occupied Palestinian territories. Both countries have no formal relations. Extensive behind-the-scenes diplomatic, economic, intelligence, and military ties were established to pursue mutual interests. Regular meetings are held between officials of both sides in their capitals, Jordan, and the United States. Strategic relations have been developing for many years. The Saudi kingdom is allied with Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu against Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, Hamas, and fundamental Palestinian rights. The Saudis were heavily involved in selling Donald Trump's no-peace deal of the century to the Palestinian leadership. It was and remains a diabolical scheme for formalizing Palestinian subjugation to Israeli interests, including abandonment of Palestinian self-determination. The scheme was dead before arrival. Growing Saudi-Israeli ties pose a greater regional strategic threat than already. Ruling regimes in both countries support Daesh terrorists and like-minded extremists and various other terrorist groups. The same goes for the United Arab Emirates. An alliance with Israel advances the Zionist regime's aim for regional dominance at the expense of the Arab world, if it's able to achieve its long-term objectives that are hostile to what just societies cherish. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says a treacherous deal between the Israeli regime and the United Arab Emirates to establish relations between the two sides does not affect the Palestinian resistance in any way. The senior Iranian diplomat Zarif made the remark in a telephone conversation with the Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement, Ziad al-Nakhala, on Friday, 14th of August. Mohammad Javad Zarif deplored the United Arab Emirates and the Zionist regime's so-called agreement and described it as worrying. The deal has already drawn condemnation from various Palestinian groups as well as their supporters throughout the world. Mohammad Javad Zarif said, "We're confident that this treacherous move will not impact the resistance of the Palestinian people and the resistance movement." He also stressed that the so-called deal would certainly increase the hatred of the people of the region and the Palestinians in particular for such policies that are against the Palestinian cause. Earlier on Friday, the Iranian Foreign Ministry had forthrightly condemned the agreement, calling it an instance of strategic folly that would only end up strengthening the regional resistance front. Whilst appreciating Iran's permanent support for the Palestinian cause, Ziad Nakhala, for his part, said the vicious act would not affect the resistance of the Palestinian people. Separately, on Friday, the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif had a telephone conversation with Ismail Haniyeh, the head of the political bureau of the Palestinian Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas. The Iranian Foreign Minister denounced the Israel-United Arab Emirates agreement and stressed Iran's permanent support for the Palestinian people and the Palestinian cause. Ismail Haniyeh, for his part, thanked the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as well as the Iranian government and the Iranian people for their constant support. Ismail Haniyeh said, "We will always continue the line of resistance and fight against the occupation, and we will not be affected by such treacherous acts. But we feel pain from this dagger that stabbed the Palestinian people from the back." Meanwhile, Turkey says history and the conscience of the people of the region will not forget and forgive the hypocritical behavior of the United Arab Emirates in agreeing to normalize its ties with the Israeli regime. Recently, the Turkish Foreign Ministry said, whilst betraying the Palestinian cause to serve its narrow interests, the United Arab Emirates is trying to present this as a kind of act of self-sacrifice for Palestine. It added, history and the conscience of the people living in this region will not forget and will never forgive this hypocritical behavior. A high-ranking Turkish official also condemned the deal between the Israeli regime and the UAE, saying, "Defeat and humiliation awaits all those who have betrayed the Palestinian nation and the Palestinian cause." Ebrahim Kalin, a spokesperson for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, wrote in a post published on his official Twitter page on Thursday, 13th of August, Ebrahim Kalin said, "History will definitely record the defeat of those who betrayed the Palestinian people and their cause." Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, Nabil Abu Rodeiner, called the agreement an aggression against the Palestinian people. Abu Rodeiner described the deal as a blow to the so-called Arab Peace Initiative and the decisions of the Arab and Islamic summits, as well as an aggression against the Palestinian people. The so-called Arab Peace Initiative calls on the Israeli regime to agree to a two-state solution along the 1967 borderline and a just solution to the Palestinian refugee issue. Calling on officials of the United Arab Emirates to immediately withdraw from such a disgraceful declaration, he added, "The Palestinian leadership rejects what the United Arab Emirates has done and considers it a betrayal of the city of Al-Quds, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the Palestinian cause. This deal is a de facto recognition of Al-Quds as the capital of the Israeli regime." Nabil Abu Rodeiner called other Arab countries not to bow to US pressure to normalize their relations with the Israeli regime at the expense of the Palestinians. He said, "Neither the United Arab Emirates nor any other party has the right to speak on behalf of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian leadership does not allow anyone to interfere in the Palestinian affairs or decide on the behalf of the Palestinian people or their legitimate rights." The spokesman for the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for an immediate emergency session of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, to reject the so-called agreement between the United Arab Emirates and the Israeli regime. Meanwhile, Yemen's Supreme Political Council denounced the deal as a betrayal of the Palestinian nation and consent to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands. The statement by Yemen's Supreme Political Council said, "Whilst the Zionist regime of Israel continues to expropriate precious Palestinian lands, the United Arab Emirate has announced its agreement to fully normalize its ties with this usurping regime. We in Yemen reiterate our adherence to the Palestinian cause, strongly believe in Palestinian people's rights, their right to liberate their homeland, and its sacred sites and denounced the so-called UAE-Israel agreement. We consider the deal a betrayal of the Palestinian nation and an endorsement of the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Yemen's Supreme Political Council added, the silence of the Arab and Muslim world vis-à-vis the treacherous United Arab Emirate move will encourage the United States of America to liquidate the Palestinian cause in name of so-called peace. We stress that there would be no peace in this region unless the US-Israeli plot is confronted, and that there would be no security for regional peoples unless Palestinian peoples' rights are fully recognized and fully restored. Ismail Haniyeh, the head of the political bureau of the Palestinian Islamic Resistance Movement Hamas, telephones Ziad al-Nakhala, the Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad Movement, to stress the need for a unified Palestinian front in the face of a deal between the United Arab Emirates and the Israeli regime. Both leaders, Haniyeh and Nakhala, rejected the agreement and underlined that the measure contravenes all Arab and Islamic principles and it must be reversed.